you can just see the nature of the beast, man. Even when you're not in the league, it's still yeah, chewing you up and spitting you out. You know what I mean? And so you got to literally just keep perspective on it, keep working hard every day, do the right things on and off the field, and just realize how blessed you are to be in this situation.
Good luck, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Thanks for your time.
Good. Jonas, knowing how important it is on this team for everybody to do their job, I know your number's been called a couple times this year.
Yeah.
And some other guys have stepped up and had big games. How important is it for you to be ready, knowing that at any moment they may call your number and you may be the guy that runs the ball into the end zone?
Yeah, I think that's a good thing about our team in terms of game planning. You never know who's going to get an opportunity to play. It's hard for the defense. But in terms of preparation, for individual standpoint, you prepare like you do any week. You know the stakes are high in a game like this. So obviously your attention to detail is a little bit different. The way you practice is a little bit different. You're really trying to empty the tank. It's cool, man, but you prepare like any other week. But knowing in the back of your mind, it's the biggest game of your life.
You were a practice squad guy to start the year.
Yeah.
Did you ever picture yourself in this position with us?
Never in a million years would I think that I'd be in this position, let alone even being on a practice squad, let alone, you know, being here playing for the Patriots, having a chance to play with Tom Brady and Matthew Slater and guys like that. Never in a million years did I think that this was God's plan for me. Seriously, I just, every day, it's a real feeling for me.
Good stuff. Hey, probably watched a lot of film this week.
Yeah.
Is it starting to get to you?
No, it isn't. It isn't. Preparation never gets to me. I feel like the most prepared person always has the best chance of having a positive outcome in their favor. And, you know, in this league, the margin of victory is so small, especially in the Super Bowl, so you want to do whatever you can to get that jump on your opponent.
Any special routines, anything like that, night before the game, right when you're getting ready to go to bed?
You know, like, no special routines. I usually make a pretty full meal for myself the night before the game because I know during the day I don't really eat as much. You know, a lot of stretching, a lot of hydrating. These guys always laugh at me because I always get a bunch of coconut waters before I get ready to go to bed. And they're like, oh, here he is with the coconut waters again. They always ask me, do you even like those things? Or are you just drinking them just to hydrate? And no, I don't like them very much, but no, it does hydrate me. But that's pretty much what I do in terms of preparation, man. The night before the game, I'm just hydrating, stretching, and getting a big meal in me.
Thanks, Jonas.
Thank you.
Good luck, man.
Thanks, man.